start our public hearing for our power impact fee. Like to welcome everybody out there.
What's this one? Oh, we don't
have to adopt the budget for the one.
Oh, I guess we're running a little bit late.
Is that right? Any comments on our impact fees?
So is there a total we?
Did we get a total? We're going for high shot or?
We got that command and that's what we need to be decide on the next council meeting for the current resolution. For the, is the totals, so.
So you got the maximum allowable?
Yeah.
Available?
Yeah. Yeah, based on the stuff on our capital facility.
Do we know what that is?
And I do have a presentation. We can do that next council meeting or whatever, but I'll kind of go over that, but I can give you what the totals were and stuff like that.
So we haven't reviewed these new totals yet. It's the one we got.
We have, the last one.
Oh, that's the council one.
Not the end of the. Yeah, a couple.
Did I have, were they here for that one? Well, so.
Yeah, so we had this packet.
Yeah.
She wasn't here, but I.
Were you online that one? He was online on one of them.
I might have been here. That packet looks familiar. But I thought at that point there was still some, there was still some things up in the air, wasn't there?
Well, we was wondering if we could do, I think we got it all worked out. There's some other, a little bit based on some more of the projects. But what we did, ended up doing, we put projects in the capital facilities plan, but we didn't put a figure to them. So they're in the plan, but usually we're going to make a developer, if they develop like subdivision or something like that, they're going to have to pay that.
So they were taken out of the impact fee.
They're taken out of the impact fee side, but they're still in the capital facility.
Gotcha. So in the event that you wanted to, for something happened and you wanted to relook at those and include them in the impact fee, you still have the opportunity to do that because they're in the capital facilities. Okay.
So are we going to hold off adopting this till we see that, or what's the plan?
So we have to have our public input meeting.
That's what this is right now.
And this is it right now, so public comments on it. And then next city council will adopt the actual impact fee.
Which would probably be an ordinance?
Yes. And then it takes 90 days after that to take effect before we start charging the impact fees.
I just want to point out that these impact fees are just for new development, new construction.
Yes, exactly.
That's.
Yeah, just so, the reason why it's there is you either come down to either raising rates or raising taxes, you know, what it comes down to. We don't want to raise rates. The people that are moving in here need to pay their share of coming in here and impacting the system.
The infrastructure that's causing this to increase.
What about a situation if a business or something wanted to upgrade a service to a higher? Is that not impact fees?
That's not impact fees. That would just be an upgrade.
Okay.
We just pay the difference of what it would cost for the upsize of transformer or the wire. And all that stuff.
So just this hookup fee, basically.
Yes, exactly.
Yep. So even on a residential, if a house went from 100 amp service to 200 amp, they would just pay the.
They would just pay the upgrade fee, whatever it costs to upgrade the infrastructure.
So most homes are 100 amp services.
200 amp.
Or 200. Some of the older ones are 100 amps. So that's why I was asking that.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're talking about $4,342.
Yeah, most of their homes going in are 200 amp services. There have been a few 400 amps, but most of them are 200 amps.
And then are you still looking at on the commercial side, still looking at the 100%? Because I know we spent about that.
That's what we need to decide, whether we want to do, because the reason why we can keep our residential impact fees raised down is because of the commercial impact fee cost. The commercial businesses coming in, I should say. And so that's where you get the revenues from the commercials, obviously. And so we could either do a 50% or 75% coverage cost on businesses if we'd like to. But you might get some kickback from a residential customer, which I totally understand. But we need to get some businesses in here to keep them.
Do you feel like the impact fee is in that, finding that balance where it's still going to want people to come and do business here rather than go to one of our neighboring communities and do business there, or what?
That's the kind of the worry I have.
That's more on the commercial side, though.
That's more on the commercial side, yes. Residential, no coming here.
Yeah, I was talking specifically business. So.
Yeah, the business, that's why I was thinking maybe 75%.
What's the impact fee down in Eaton? Anybody know the commercial?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know if they...
That's our nearest competitor. They just raised their fee. They went way up. I mean, they're like, for residents, what, close to $20,000?
Yeah.
For all the impact fees.
Then we have most concerns.
What about half, or proposed?
Yeah, worst proposed half got here. So commercially, I doubt that we're probably half that down there.
Probably. So we're probably, that might be good to know as we're discussing those.
There is some figures. Is that those figures on there compared to the utility?
That's what I thought it was in here. I was just looking.
Maybe that's on the other.
I've never seen it sometime.
That other half that I gave you. Look on that very, I think it's toward the back of it.
I know the
Denison's a forecast.
Right here.
Oh, okay, yeah, there it is. It's on the same.
So we're kind of going along with
Springville, Spanish Fork is where he's basing it off of. Provo.
I know Salem just raised theirs not too long ago, and theirs is coming up quite a bit.
There's commercial 7294.
Yeah.
For 200 amp.
And they're not slowing down.
No.
So I think we're, in my opinion, I think with the capital facility plan that we had done, and with I think we're sitting pretty good. You know, we do 100% residential and 75% commercial to try to help the businesses out.
To get Provo to
get the businesses, yes.
We're going to be the highest on this one.
Well, we're Dr. Slidak. On the amendment that you discussed it in the minutes, it says that you encourage moving forward with 100% residential and 75% on commercial, pending what was found out as far as this, that was only okay legally to do 1% and one another percent. So that's where you guys left.
And we got a long ways to go to catch them, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Maybe they're trying to discourage it.
That could be.
Might be.
So I guess that's the way we move forward, is like we talked about, 100% 75% on the commercial.
You definitely do that.
This doesn't really give us a true one, because we're on the beat for Springville patients, but well, we are.
It gives us an idea what other cities are charging also. Yeah. So that's what we need up far. Any public input on it?
And like I said, I did have a presentation on how it updated later on. We can kind of go through the capital facilities plan and give you guys an idea of what projects we have coming up in the future that these impact fees are based on. And so you can kind of see, hey, this is what we need to do. This is why it costs this one coming out. And it breaks all that down. So.
Yeah.
Still nice to have it.
Well, I feel like as good a job as you've done with the fire department, if you're good with 75%, I feel like it's what you need.
I just feel like, you know, we need to kind of assist the businesses out there in the rural areas.
Well, one thing to consider is if we do go a reduced impact fee, that's going to have to be made up for the infrastructure somewhere along the way, too. So somebody will have to pay for that.
Right. That's true. Any other comments? We'll go ahead and close our public hearing though now then concerning our